The James Beard Foundation Restaurant and Chef Awards kick off tonight in Chicago. There will certainly be buzz about those reports in April from both the New York Times and the Boston Globe, detailing allegations of abuse against past Beard winner Barbara Lynch, who also won admiration for her climb from a tough childhood in South Boston to the top of the restaurant world. The stories were shocking, but equally shocking, how many knew about them and how common they are industry-wide. The screaming chef has become a caricature, but in 2022, Food Network star Mario Batali stood trial on charges of sexual assault. A judge acquitted him but said Batali certainly didn't cover himself in glory on the night in question, and Batali later settled two lawsuits against him.
Now please welcome Hassel Aviles, Janelle Nanos, Hannah Selinger, Irene Lee, and Robin Young.
Recently, WBUR City Space convened a panel on abuse in restaurants, including Hassel Aviles, a former restaurateur and founder of the industry worker advocacy group Not 9-to-5, Hannah Selinger, who's written about working at and being fired from Momofuku, run by restaurant giant David Chang, who's long admitted his bad behavior, Irene Lee, James Beard Award-winning food sensation, co-founder of Mei Mei Dumplings in Boston, and Janelle Nanos of the Boston Globe, who wrote about the claims against Barbara Lynch. Here's part of our conversation. Janelle, I want to start with you. What were some of the things that you heard?
There were allegations of inappropriate touching. Under the influence, she would often arrive at the restaurants and either, you know, yell and scream at people, or she would escalate problems to the point where she would be touching people inappropriately. She grabbed someone from behind the bar, screamed at them in front of guests. You know, she was known for yelling at guests.
As you know, these are allegations.
Of course.
She's denied them several times over. How do you know that the story that you had was right?
What I needed to do in instances where I was talking about abuse is cross-check that with people who were there or who got the phone call the day later. There was a tape, and so you could hear the screaming match that happened.
I do want to ask of the panel, had you heard these stories?
Yes. Also, yes.
Yeah. Let's listen to this clip because it goes right to that point. This is restaurateur and celebrity chef Tiffany Faison, and she suggests it's widespread. Let's listen.
We had a journalist call around to everyone, and everyone had stories about kitchens we've worked in, things that we know about other chefs, and largely called the women. And we put ourselves on the line to have conversations about the things that we knew. No story was ever written. But yeah, there are chefs that you know and love that have created, built, supported, and live in cultures of abuse.
Irene Lee, again, Mei Mei Dumplings. You said you'd heard of this.
I am from outside of the industry. The first restaurant I ever worked in, I was there for 6 months, and then I opened my own. So that's how ignorant I am. But you know, I would hear things. It feels gross that so many of us have heard things and we are effectively protecting bad actors because we don't know what to say, who to say it to, how to get the right story to the right person. All of us know a lot.
Yes. Hassel Aviles, Not 9-to-5. Entire food shows have been designed around people behaving poorly.
Correct. This, what we're talking about, is workplace trauma. It's physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, harassment, it's bullying. You know, it's taken me decades to get to the point where I can feel comfortable talking about these restaurant experiences. And there's so many systems of oppression at play. They're by design meant to keep us silent.
Well, I'm thinking, for instance, if you don't have your citizenship.
Yeah, and so there's risk to career development, to job security, to industry reputation.
I want to bring Hannah in because Hannah, at Momofuku, you work with David Chang, whose rage was well known. You were fired. And he wrote a memoir that you've written about. You not only felt that rage, and I want to know, what does that feel like? And then when they write a memoir and they are said to be apologizing for it, it forces you as the person who suffered through the rage to give a pardon that you don't feel.
Yeah, the entire experience of having to read Dave's book made me have to sort of go back and live an experience that was at that point 12 years old and yet still very fresh. You know, you can lose your job. And in my 20s, that job security was lost for me.
Well, there's that fear, Hannah. But also, rage is a frightening thing. I mean, I understand he would break tables, he would scream, he would throw things.
Yeah, it's physically threatening. There's something just sort of indescribable about it. Going back through emails and going back through restaurant experiences is more psychologically damaging than I thought it would be. There's a lack of accountability when people do come forward. I came forward. I wrote 6,000 words about David Chang, about his rage, and everyone said it was a beautiful piece. And I was nominated for a James Beard Award. And he continues to have collaborations with East Fork Pottery. And he was nominated for a James Beard Award on the same day that I was nominated for a James Beard Award. So I guess I wonder, just like everybody else on this panel wonders, when people will actually be taken seriously when they come forward with these kinds of allegations.
What does somebody have to do to make it right?
I mean, I postulated in my piece that he should step down and give the business to somebody else. And I maintain that for all abusers. Mario Batali will be opening a new restaurant soon. And, you know, does anybody here think that that's okay?
Yeah. Hassel, how do you handle this? Again, not 9 to 5, an advocacy group.
You know, there's many people that are complicit in the upholding of those that have the most power, like food media, all these different establishments that literally applaud these people, keep giving them investment for more restaurants, more products. But I think what's required is more listening. It's really, really uncomfortable as someone who has survived these experiences to hear the word allegations. You know, there's nothing to win from coming forward and saying, I've been abused, I've been yelled at, I've had a pot thrown at me, I've been burned, I've been sexually assaulted in the workplace. Like, there's nothing to gain from coming forward and saying that.
Yeah. Irene Lee again, Maymay Dumplings.
What really disturbed me when the Barbara Lynch story came out was not what it said, because we already knew about a lot of that. It was the response from readers who said, this is just how restaurants are.
You are a restaurant owner. Is there a way for there to be restaurant owners that stand up and say, we want to provide a place to...
I've talked to some peers about, and there are some peers in the audience who I know would be very enthusiastic about trying to do something constructive. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we have to sign a pledge that says, like, if your name appears in a Boston Globe article because you wanted to hold your boss accountable for something, you should still apply to work here, and we're not going to throw your resume out. Like, I don't know if that's what it takes. For the people who I've approached with that, about half of them say, yeah, those are some good ideas. Let me know when you do it.
Yeah,
so
it's still so scary.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because an audience member is asking just that. Should pressure be put on investors? How about on the James Beard Awards or Michelin? Your thoughts, Hassel?
And beyond the awards system, even hospitality and culinary schools don't properly equip, you know, future industry leaders with leadership skills, with workplace mental health education, with de-escalation training. I think we're all complicit in upholding these systems.
Well, because we go. Hannah, I want to go to you next, especially because you've got David Chang in your experience. How did this happen that it became an industry where it was not just allowed, but it was celebrated that you would throw things and that people could catch on fire and you wouldn't care? And
I have sort of an answer to that. There is a system in culinary schools called the Brigade system, which comes from a French chef called Escoffier. And that system essentially says there's a guy at the top and there's a guy at the bottom. And the system is set up to have a person over another person, over another person, over another person. And all of those people yell at the people in between. That is how the Brigade system works. And so the first thing you learn when you come into dining is there is someone above me, there is someone below me. It is okay to be yelled at. Yes, chef. Yes, chef. Yes, chef. That is drilled into you from the very beginning.
And then someday maybe you'll get to kick someone else.
Absolutely.
Janelle Nanos, the Boston Globe. Is there any legislation? Is there something more that can be done on the legal level?
We have to look at the fact that we are not paying people living wages. Because when people feel vulnerable financially, they can't leave a job. You've got people who, you know, earn tips based on, you know, how much people like the way they look, right?
Stages still happen.
What's a stage, Hassel?
It's essentially an unpaid internship.
What I'm hearing from you, Irene, is this rage. I hear you. But what can we do as restaurant goers? How do we know where to go? How do we do it?
I would say ask workers. I think our communities are small too, right? Like we all know. If you ask hospitality community,
yeah,
like we
ask,
all know.
Ask other chefs. Tiffany Faison knows. I know. So I think ask other chefs. And also, I like to ask workers, where's the best place you ever worked? That's another way to frame the question and to, again, like uplift workers and owners who are really trying.
But I just want to thank you all, Janelle, Irene, Hannah, Hassel. Thank you.
And thank you to all the workers who came tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
Irene Lee of Maymay Dumplings, Hassel Avilas of the advocacy group Not 9 to 5, food writer Hannah Selinger, and the Boston Globe's Janelle Nanos. To hear the full panel and to read more about attempts by the James Beard Foundation to confront ethics charges, go to hearnow.org. James Beard's awards kick off tonight in Chicago.